You see, we think that the answer to our stress is escape. Escape. You know, I'm overloaded. I need a vacation. God says, no, no, that's not it. You know why? Because when you go on a vacation, you take you and you're the problem. You can go to Tahiti, but guess what? Your mind's going with you. We think the antidote to stress is escape. God says the antidote to stress is give up control. Give up control.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. You know, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get your very own copy of this faith-building audio series on CD or MP3 download. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Lighten Your Load.
The Japanese version paraphrase of Psalm 23 goes like this. The Lord is my pace setter. I shall not rush. He makes me stop and rest for quiet intervals. He provides me with images of stillness which restore my serenity. He leads me in the way of efficiency through calmness of mind, and this guidance is peace. Even though I have a great many things to accomplish this day, I will not fret, for His presence is here. His timeless, His all importance will keep me in balance. He prepares refreshment and renewal in the midst of my activity by anointing my mind with His oil of tranquility. My cup of joyous energy overflows. Surely harmony and effectiveness shall be the fruit of my hours, for I shall walk in the pace of my Lord and dwell in His heaven forever. The truth is, you're going to be yoked to something in life. Years ago, Bob Dylan wrote a song, you're going to have to serve somebody. You're going to give your life for someone or something. You may be yoked to your career. You may be yoked to the desire to acquire great wealth. You may be yoked by the expectations of other people. All of those are heavy burdens. They're heavy yokes to carry on your shoulder. Jesus said, why don't you get rid of that one and wear mine? It's light and it's easy. Look at that verse at the top of your outline. My yoke is easy. Circle that word, easy. You know what that word is in the original Greek, which the Bible was written in the New Testament? That word doesn't mean easy. It means perfectly fitted. Perfectly fitted. You know, there's a legend that, of course, we all know Jesus was a carpenter. There's a legend that, you know, carpenters in those days didn't build houses. They built farm implements. So I'm sure Jesus made many yokes in His days. And there's a legend that says over His carpentry shop was the sign that said, our yokes fit best. Because what they would do is they'd go out and they'd look at the actual animals that the yoke was going to be on, and they'd go out and they would customize the yoke so it fit the oxen perfectly, so it didn't rub against their shoulders, so it was comfortable. They were customized plans. Now let me tell you why you get overloaded. You try to do things you were never shaped to do. We talk a lot about shape here at Saddleback. God has wired you up with certain spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, and experiences to make you you. And when you try to do things that you were never shaped to do, but you're doing them because everybody else is doing them, you're going to get under stress. You're going to get overloaded. You're going to get out of control. And so you need to take Jesus' yoke because it fits perfectly. It matches your shape. It's well fitted. Now, this is an exchange. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. So what do? You take off your heavy yoke, the burdens that are on your shoulders, you drop those, And you put on Jesus' yoke, which is light and easy. The truth is, you don't have one yoke on you. You got a dozen. You're carrying the expectations of a lot of different things and people and events. You got a community yoke. You got a family yoke. You got a business yoke. You got a church yoke. You're a big yoke. You're a yoke to somebody else. The yoke's on you. So you don't just have one yoke. You got a dozen. If we had a cartoon, it'd be a dozen of them piled up on your back. Jesus said, throw all those things off, put on mine. It's easy, it's light, it's well-fitting. If your burden is heavy, if your load is not light, you're not yoked to Jesus right now. You're doing something that is out of God's will for your life. You may be doing the wrong things. You may be doing the right things in the wrong way. You see, we think that the answer to our stress is escape. Escape. You know, I'm overloaded. I need a vacation. God says, no, that's not it. You know why? Because when you go on a vacation, you take you and you're the problem. You can go to Tahiti, but guess what? Your mind's going with you.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series, which includes 7 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 7 audio CD box set or 7 downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the audio series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. Now let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Now let me tell you why you get overloaded. You try to do things you were never shaped to do. We talk a lot about shape here at Saddleback. God has wired you up with certain spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, and experiences to make you you. And when you try to do things that you were never shaped to do, but you're doing them because everybody else is doing them, you're going to get under stress. You're going to get overloaded. You're going to get out of control. And so you need to take Jesus' yoke because it fits perfectly. It matches your shape. It's well fitted. Now this is an exchange. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. So what do? You take off your heavy yoke, the burdens that are on your shoulders, you drop those, and you put on Jesus' yoke, which is light and easy. The truth is, you don't have one yoke on you. You got a dozen. You're carrying the expectations of a lot of different things and people and events. You got a community yoke. You got a family yoke. You got a business yoke. You got a church yoke. You're a big yoke. You're a yoke to somebody else. The yoke's on you. So you don't just have one yoke. You got a dozen. If we had a cartoon, it'd be a dozen of them piled up on your back. Jesus said, throw all those things off, put on mine. It's easy, it's light, it's well-fitting. If your burden is heavy, if your load is not light, you're not yoked to Jesus right now. You're doing something that is out of God's will for your life. You may be doing the wrong things. You may be doing the right things in the wrong way. You see, we think that the answer to our stress is escape. Escape. You know, I'm overloaded. I need a vacation. God says, no, that's not it. You know why? Because when you go on a vacation, you take you and you're the problem. You can go to Tahiti, but guess what? Your mind's going with you. We think the antidote to stress is escape. God says the antidote to stress is give up control. Give up control. Every time I give up control, God gives me his peace. Now, there's one more thing. He says, come to me. He says, give up control, take my yoke. And then he says, learn to trust. That's the third key to stress management. Learn to trust. Matthew 11:29, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus is the outstanding model of history in how to live a life of purpose and peace. He is our model. And the third step to reducing overload, first, turn to him instead of other things. Second, give up control instead of trying to keep it. And the third is, learn to trust by following Jesus' model. We watch how he lived and then do it. Read the scriptures and study how Jesus lived and do what he did, and you'll have the same kind of peace that he had. If you want balance, if you want health, if you want sanity in your schedule and in your life, follow the model of Jesus. Learn. Now note, learning is a process. Learning doesn't happen instantly. Learning takes time. You know the mess that you're in right now? You didn't get there overnight. I mean, you messed yourself up over a long period of time. Those habits of hurried, worried lifestyle, that just didn't start yesterday. You've had years to practice this. You have developed a lifestyle of overload, a lifestyle of stress, a lifestyle of hurry and worry. And you're not going to get over it overnight. There's no pill you can take. You've got to unlearn some things. You're going to have to relearn some new things. You're going to have to learn from Jesus. That means you got to be willing to learn if you want to lower the stress of your life. You're not going to change continuing to do the same thing you're doing right now. You got to learn. Now, what can we learn from Jesus? Well, he tells us. He says here, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You say, gentle and humble. Now, how in the world is that going to help me in stress? I can think of a lot of other things I'd like to learn from Jesus for stress management besides being gentle and humble. Those two just don't seem to coincide with my need for stress reduction. I'd rather learn how to have courage and stamina. I'd rather learn how to have confidence and strength. I'd rather learn how to have power and self-assurance. And God says, no. You're overloaded. You need to learn gentleness and humility. What? Why of all the things Jesus could teach me when it comes to needing soul rest, I need gentleness and humility? I'll tell you why. Because the two greatest causes of overload in your life are aggression and arrogance. That's what causes you to get overloaded. Aggression and arrogance. Aggression. We get in a hurry. I gotta have it now, even if I can't afford it. So we overextend, we buy things we can't afford, then we have to hustle to pay for them. We don't want to wait, we don't want to pause, we don't want to delay, we don't want to consider. We want it now, we want to be assertive, we want to be aggressive. And we just jump right into things and we get way overcommitted before we could possibly fulfill all those commitments, simply out of assertion and aggression. And so we get in a hurry. I got to do it now. You only go around once in life. And so you're out there pushing, not in a gentle way, in an aggressive way. Dog eat dog, competition. We got to do it now. We got to do it first. We got to do it best. And you're overloaded because of aggression. You're also overloaded because of arrogance. Ego is responsible for a lot more stress in your life than you want to give credit for. Ego is responsible for a lot more stress in my life than I want to give it credit for. Because we go out and we think, I can handle this. and we take on another responsibility. And ego and arrogance and pride is why you try to control everything. Because you think you know better than everybody else. You think you know better than God. And you try to do it all, and you try to have it all, and you try to be it all, and you try to please everybody, and you think you're Superman or Superwoman, and you're not. It's pride. It's ego that drives us to buy more than we can afford, to attempt more than we could possibly fulfill in terms of commitments. It's ego. And so Jesus says, you know what? You really want soul rest? Here's the antidote. Gentleness and humility. You need to remind yourself daily that you are not everybody's savior. Jesus is. You can't solve everybody's problems. You can't even solve all your own. You need to remind yourself that you are not the manager of the universe. Jesus is. You need to remind yourself that you were just a tiny cog in a very, 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 very big universe. Let's just put this in perspective. Have a degree of humility which brings sanity, which brings relief from stress. So he says, be gentle, be humble. How do you learn that? Watch Jesus. Jesus was gentle and humble. He said it, I am gentle and humble. What does it mean? He was totally dependent upon God. What was Jesus' secret of peace? I read through the book of John this week and found 12 times where Jesus says, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I only say what the Father tells me to say. I think what he wants me to think. I go where he wants me to go. I stay where he wants me to stay. I do what he wants me to do. Jesus lived a life of simple, humble obedience to the Father. He said, all I do is what the Father tells me, and I don't worry about anything else. He said, I'm not into crowd pleasing. I'm not into crowd pleasing. I only do what the Father tells me to do. Do you think that would change the stress level in your life if you begin to live that way? Where you said, I'm going to live only for an audience of one. I'm not really going to try to please everybody in the whole world because I can't. But I'm just going to work on doing what God wants me to do, what God tells me is most important, what matters most, and not worry about the fact that I can't get it all done, be in all places, have all things. That would be a breath of relief to every one of our lifestyles. When you're only focused on doing what God wants to do, you don't have to know the answers to life. When you focus on what God wants you to do, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the future. Look at the next verse. Since the Lord's directing our steps, you know, I'm yoked to him, why try to understand everything that happens along the way? He'll get me where he wants me to be, and he'll get me there at the right time, the right direction, and the right pace. You say, well, what about when I get tired? Notice the next verse. When I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. This is so important. Learning to trust and learning to let go for the secrets of stress reduction. During this series, I've received a lot of letters from you. This is a typical of an email. Dear Pastor Rick, I can't remember the last time I felt rested and refreshed. My life has been on overload for years. There are too many expectations, too many responsibilities, too many activities, and too many decisions. And it seems like it all has to be done immediately. You ever feel like that? I often feel like I'm putting my fingers in the hole of a dam that's leaking, but I don't have enough fingers to stop all the leaks. I am tired of always rushing to the next activity. Anybody here feel like that? But when I look around, I see that this feeling is not unique. Everyone is overloaded. Nobody has any margin in their lives. Everyone is trying to do too much. So much that we don't have time to do what's most important because every moment is packed. This is madness. It can't be God's will for us to live this way. I really want to learn, there's that word, I want to learn how to rest and relax in God's plan. Not just for my own health, but because I can see how my kids are learning the same crazy lifestyle. As your pastor, I want you to learn this before it's too late. I want you to learn to let go, to turn to Jesus, to give up control, to learn to trust before it's too late. This is the time of year where we start to get a lot of invitations. Wedding invitations, graduation invitations, dinner invitations. This is the greatest invitation you'll ever get in your life. Come to me, all you who are weary and overloaded, stressed out, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart. And you will find rest for your soul, for my burden is easy, my yoke is light. Where are you going to get a deal like that? Not watching TV. Some of you right now are at the breaking point from overload. Turn to Jesus, give up control, learn to trust. Turn to Jesus, give up control, learn to trust. If you have to say that 1,000 times a day, memorize it. Turn to Jesus, give up control, learn to trust. You will find rest for your soul.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, or maybe kids to pick up, meals to cook, well then let us send you a copy of this entire series. That way you can listen from start to finish, or just a little at a time, whenever it's convenient for you. And you can always go back and listen as often as you want. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a CD box set or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that you can listen to Daily Hope every day through our podcast? Many of our listeners say they make this part of their quiet time each day. You can actually download the podcast at PastorRick.com. And then you can listen on the go whenever it's convenient for you. For instance, Debbie, one of our listeners, says that she listens on her lunch break. Here's what she wrote. Hey, Pastor Rick, your podcast is the perfect way to just relax from a busy job, and it refreshes, it fills my heart with hope and energy. Helps me be a light for Jesus in what is sometimes a stressful and tiring day. Debbie continues in the note she wrote, I recently came out of a 2-year period of depression and chronic stress brought on by my mother's passing. I'm sorry, Debbie. And she said, it took a long time to rebuild my confidence and hope and to restore my daily connection with God. But the format of the Daily Hope podcast is just perfect in that it's 25 minutes of godly, practical, biblical teaching that I can absorb. Now, having it available online for free, she says, has been such a blessing. It's made such a significant impact on my personal healing. And so I'm happily sending money to support this podcast because I know it's a good soul and spirit food for anybody who listens to it. Bless you, and thank you for teaching me how God works through the pain that life sometimes brings. You remain a spiritual lighthouse to me. Well, Debbie, I know that God's going to continue to help you grow, help you learn, and I'm blessed that He's using Daily Hope Podcast to do that in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And thanks to all of you for supporting Daily Hope. Your financial gifts make it possible for us to tell people around the world that there's hope in Jesus. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that you'll receive God's blessings because I know that even when you can't see them, God is pouring His blessings into your life. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.